are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Notice with power comes influence, authority, and leadership. You will be a witness. You're dealing with Lord Brevard. And the 3-2-1. 3-2-1 less 1-2-3. Because God wants the 3-2-1 to start making movement. So not only are you in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, or Brevard, but in the whole state we should be leaders.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Strong. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 20.
I'm teaching right now and going through ministries, and I'm working with ministries. And one of the things that I'm sharing is that leaders should lead. That's the root of leader, L-E-A-D, lead. How do you lead? By managing, by engagement, and by drive. Thank you, Lord. So the leader leads by managing. You must set up systems and inspect them. You don't just turn people loose and say, y'all got it, or I'm tired. You got to manage it. And you got to do it with equity. Liberty and justice for all. The ones you like and the ones you don't like. The ones that's close to you, your homeboys, the ones that speak your language, your homegirls, your round the way girls. And the ones that don't speak well to you, they challenge you. The leader still must manage it all well. And if it's too hot, I won't have to tell you to get out the kitchen. You'll run out. Because leaders lead and they manage. This is how they lead. They don't just say it's my way or the highway. Well, I'm preaching better than you all are saying amen. I'm preaching better. Manage. Management. 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 Leaders manage. They don't micro, but they manage. They're not over intimidated by people coming in. They manage. They want everybody, even new people, to feel welcome. The authority can shape behavior and power. I know you want to run to the devil, and I'm going to get to that. But you have authority to shape behavior and decisions. It ain't my way or the highway. It's developing yourself until you can do it with equity. Thank you, Lord. What about engagement? Leaders must engage. In other words, you got to be on site. You can't delegate and abdicate. Delegate authority and then abdicate your responsibility for making sure you oversee it. If you delegate, you still have to oversee it and not abdicate the responsibility. What people do is delegate and then they go home and sleep. You can't do it in a home. You can't do it in your church. If you delegate authority, in other words, you put somebody else in charge, you can't abdicate the responsibility of handling that. You inspect what you expect. Now, I'm speaking to leaders because all of us want the authority, and I'm telling you, everybody in this room, God has submitted authority to you, whether you use it or not. But leadership and power and authority are inseparable. God would not give you authority if he didn't want you to lead. It's in the chapter here, and I need to move on with this message. You don't see it, but when he says, I give you authority, he's saying, I'm also giving you a leadership position. And I need you to assess it, and I need you to manage it, and I need you to engage. Leaders don't go home and show up when they want to, because you have to engage. The first stage of engagement is to be present. I don't like people. You're not a leader. I don't like people. But you want to do what? Teach? You want to grab a microphone and say I'm the leader? Or you want to be a part of what? You got to engage people. You got to deal with people. If you have leadership in your home, you can't be absent and isolated from children. You got to go in the midst of them and engage them. I'm just tired. Go home. Go to bed. You stupid. That ain't leadership. It's managing, setting up systems that will work and processes. Then it's engagement. I got to talk to you. Come on, Jodeci. Come and talk to me. I really want you. I talk to you. You got to learn how to talk to somebody. Engage in it. That means you use your ears more than you use your mouth. Because he gave you two of them. Which means we should listen more than we speak. If you listen, you will engage with more equity. Instead of assuming you already know. Because sometimes it's not what we've been through that gives us the knowledge. God will give you an on time word. This is totally different. I know it looks like it looked before, but right now we're in new territory. Amen. Leaders have to be able to engage it. Not based on experience alone, but by discernment. And the third level of leadership is drive. Where is the enthusiasm? Where is the unction? Where is the fire and the passion? The leader has to ignite enthusiasm and inspiration. Thank you, Lord. So if they don't have it, you show it. If they don't have it, they're walking around slow. Any leader, like say for instance, if the sound man is lethargic, I need you to turn that up for me. I just said I need it, but you're in your feelings, and I need some monitor. If you don't show that you're enthusiastic or inspired, you're not working well with me, even though you turn the knob. Because you got to walk with me. I'm in the moment. This is the heat of the moment. And I need you to submit to it. You come under authority. It is dangerous to be receiving authority and you're not under somebody else's. The centurion said, I'm a man of authority and I understand it. I tell to one man, I say to one man, go, and he goes, or come, and he comes. You don't have to come to my house, Lord, but if you speak the word, if you just speak the word, something happens when you speak the word. Woo, Jesus. Those that understand authority can hear that word and say, God, you don't have to visit my house. You don't have to baby me, but if you release a word over my life, action takes place. Even now, while I speak, if you will go with the word and say, I am strong, you will start seeing strength come to you. You don't have to wait until you get home. The strength is already getting to your house because God sends his word to heal. Clap your hands, all you people. The leader must drive it. To drive it with their own enthusiasm and inspiration to move with it. I hear a baby crying. I'm not going to wait until the emergency response get there. Whatever I can do to sustain life, I'm going to do it. Because leaders drive. If there's paper on the floor, I'm not going to say, well, that's somebody else's job. If I see it, because leaders drive. If there's no one else that's going to be a greeter, everybody stayed home today, and I'm the only one here, I'll stand at the door until somebody else comes to relieve me. I will not leave my post until I'm properly relieved, because I don't want the standard to go down. If I'm the last one here, I know I'm not in security because I'm going to check the doors. Because if you trusted me with a key, I must be caretaker of the trust. You want the authority, but there is no care for it. All we do is complain and talk about what they didn't do, but we need somebody to come under the weight. Because authority comes with weight and responsibility. Can the church say amen? Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Let me get to this. But you shall receive power. With that power comes authority. And leadership. And you shall receive power. Power, authority, and leadership. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Greek is dunamis. And you shall be witnesses. Now, in the area of witnesses, you carry with the witness power, authority, and leadership. So to be a witness, he's saying, I want you to know that I'm giving you authority to be witnesses, a power to be witnesses, and leaders as witnesses. That area of leadership means you will manage it, the witness, well. You will drive it well, and you will engage it well. Which means when you deal with people, you will never see them as less than. Amen. Just because they're unsaved, you will see that I once was you. I was lost and I never had a mindset to be saved. But God turned it around. He saved me and I understand where you are. I'm not trying to protect the church from you. I'm trying to get you to Jesus. Because he's the one that saves. To the uttermost, he saves. He will pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah! Jesus saves. Notice, with power comes influence, authority, and leadership. You will be a witness in Jerusalem. That is your immediate area. And in Judea. Now you're spreading throughout your region. In Samaria. You're dealing with Lord Brevard. And the 3-2-1. 3-2-1 less 1-2-3. Because God wants the 3-2-1 to start making movement. So not only are you in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, or Brevard, but in the whole state we should be leaders. Come on, I'm Prophet Takeover this morning. We're going to take over the whole state. We're going after all of it. We ain't stopping until it's done. I'm ready to get it. Are you ready? 3-2-1. Are you ready? To 1-2-3. And you don't stop. You don't want it. I want it all. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. So what is the opposite of authority? The opposite of power or right or giving orders or making decisions or enforcing obedience. What is the opposite of authority? What is the opposite of a person who is highly skilled and knowledgeable in the things of God? What is the opposite of power or standing to affect change, to control the temperature in the atmosphere, to do what God has called you to do, to watch manipulation and move with authenticity? What is the opposite of that? Write it down. I'm glad you asked. Why would God give his disciples authority? Because they lacked it. And I want you to see a world or a church with no authority and a house with no mechanism, no management, with no engagement, and with no drive, no passion. We can't live this way any longer. I'm speaking to the people that Jesus saw before he released the power that he snatched from Satan and gave it to his disciples. It is a powerless people. It is an impotent people. A plagued people with inabilities. plague people with limitations. Plague people with incapabilities. Only natural folk. And if you only trust in the way you look in the mirror, you're going to miss your destiny. Because your looks ain't getting it now. What you're able to put on your body is not going to cause you to step into the destiny. You need extra put on your ordinary. You need some sugar and spice. Let me stop. You need Tom Ford. You need to go up another level. Say, I'm on a new level. You've been brute too long. Larrafield. Old Spice. Obsession. You've been hanging out with the ordinary way too long. But you need to climb staircases and go to the house of Nasamato. Pardon. Black Afghano. You got to go up now. Pardon. Black Afghano. Duno. From the house of Nasamato. Well, I never heard of that. I know. Because you've been hanging out with the ducks too long. And God wants you to get up off the ground and start flying higher. Say, I am strong.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Morris dead. God wants to take you from inadequacy to power and authority. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. God wants to give you meaning. Even now while I'm preaching, with the authority comes meaning. It is the ability to influence decisions and behaviors. That's power. All managers should understand that. To turn a group around requires influence and power. Especially if you're moving from the black and you need to take it to the red. Know the meaning. The second thing you need to understand about this is source. Where does the power come from? Or the origin of your power? Because I hear a lot of people, I've got the power. And then there are people that say black power. Then there's people that say white power. Then there's people that say KKK power. Then there's people that say black panther power. Or Islamic power. Or Jewish power. But I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. Power to move some stuff. Power. To change things around, power. To turn the whole system, power. To make things right, power. To influence, power. To move mountains and cause walls to fall with your power. Perform the miracle, for there is nothing impossible. Look at that baby. Power to change babies' lives. Power to change a generation. Power to change destinies. Thank you, God. Where does your power come from? There's demonic power. There's sorcery power. There's necromancy power. There's power in the stars. What's your sign? What's your sign? You know it more than the name of Jesus. What's your sign? Astrology power. Ouija board power. Potter's Harry Potter power. Tech technology power? What is your source? What are you plugged in? What pumps life into you? Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare that we're unplugging from many different sources, and today we're going to be true to the plug called Holy Ghost. We're going to make sure we mate with Holy Ghost. And once we plug in to Holy Ghost, ain't nobody stopping that no more. Thank you, God. Not only do we see meaning and source, thank you for speaking, Holy Ghost, but formality is important to authority and power. Many of us are looking at organizational charts and say, because I've been in it a long time, I deserve next. But power don't always flow through charts like that.
Good God from Zion.
Sometimes it won't even move to the next in line. Donald Trump had a man called Mike Pence, and what he did with Mike Pence is brought him onto his ticket because he believed he would win the evangelical vote. And Mike Pence was a Christian. He still is. And he really believes it as a governor of Indiana. Trump never was a governor. As you can see now, most of his businesses were faulty. But he's the greatest communicator and understander of the evils in media. As long as I dominate the strand, you will like me. Whatever you see the most, you'll go with it.
Glory to God.
Mike Pence stood there and supported him like every assistant should do. Even when he disagreed, he never did it publicly. And he was criticized by many. The evangelical vote went from Pence, and the love transferred to the man that's in charge. And as you saw yesterday, he dropped out of the race because he can't raise money. Trump say they're doing me wrong in New York and get 11 million. Are they doing it wrong, or are they holding them accountable? You judge. As you can see, the org chart doesn't say authority rests on you. Because if that was the case, it would seem like Mike Pence would be next in charge, especially if you're in trouble. But it's not so. You got to look at formality. Are you a formality person when it comes to authority? It only passed to your favorite? Or can God choose whoever he will? I want you to think about it. And you'll see where you are. You're formal or informal when it comes to that.
Thank you, Lord. I don't mean to be harsh when I'm preaching like that. But I got to get it over. It's my style.
Not only are we looking at this formality and informality, but this is another one. I found it. It's powerful. It's legitimacy or illegitimacy. There are people who have illegitimate power and authority. They didn't earn it, but they took it. Mutiny. They got mad at a preacher and say, I'm starting a church. And split it. They don't understand with that church they carry split in the new building. Because you will reap what you sow. You never come against your leader like that. You leave, but you don't split. Thank you, Lord. That's legitimacy and illegitimacy. And I really believe that God is calling us to legitimacy and authenticity. I say it again, power and authority and leadership are inseparable. Jesus said, I give it to you. Go with it. It carries a lot of weight, and we've been brushing over it. In the ministry here, I don't pass leadership to people just because I want to play games. I understand when you influence people, it's powerful. I want you to think lead. Some people think that the leadership or power and authority are the same, but they're slightly different. What is power, Bishop?
It is the capacity or the ability to exert your will. This is power. To exert your will and influence over people and systems.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Strong, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-2911. That's reference number 2310-2911.
Veterans contribute to American society in many ways, not just during active duty. Throughout history, military service members have worn their uniforms to protect the values and liberties on which this nation was built. Join us next Sunday, November 5th, as we honor our Trim Nation veterans, brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters in uniform who served and are currently on active duty or retired. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. Daylight saving time will end next Sunday, November 5th at 2 a.m. Remember to set your clocks back an hour before going to bed on Saturday, November 4th. And we will see you at Truth Reveal at 8 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.